On the icy wind cut us like a whip. We were given winter clothes, slightly thicker striped shirts. The veterans found in this a new source of derision. Now you'll really be getting a taste of the camp. We left for work as usual, our bodies frozen. The stones were so cold that it seemed as though our hands would be glued to them if we touched them. But you get used to anything.
It is bitterly cold, and the prisoners who have been at Auschwitz the longest make fun of the newer prisoners and their winter clothes. This is not the first time the older prisoners have been mean to the newcomers. Why do you think they act like this? I think maybe they feel the way Eli did when he got angry with his father for getting beaten by a capo. The prisoners are sick and tired of seeing more and more Jews get tortured by the Nazis. But they cannot stop the Nazis from finding new victims, so they turn their anger on the victims themselves. Let's read on. We're near the top of page 74, where it says, "On Christmas and New Year's Day."
On Christmas and New Year's Day, there was no work. We were allowed a slightly thicker soup. Toward the middle of January, my right foot began to swell because of the cold. I was unable to put it on the ground. I went to have it examined. The doctor, a great Jewish doctor, a prisoner like ourselves, was quite definite. I must have an operation. If we waited, the toes and perhaps the whole leg would have to be amputated. This was the last straw. But I had no choice. The doctor had decided on an operation, and there was no discussing it. I was even glad that it was he who had made the decision. They put me into a bed with white sheets. I had forgotten that people slept in sheets. The hospital was not bad at all. We were given good bread and thicker soup. No more bell, no more roll call, no more work. Now and then I was able to send a bit of bread to my father. Near me lay a Hungarian Jew who had been struck down with dysentery, skin and bone with dead eyes. I could only hear his voice. It was the sole indication that he was alive. Where did he get the strength to talk? "You mustn't rejoice too soon, my boy. There's selection here, too. More often than outside. Germany doesn't need sick Jews. Germany doesn't need me. When the next transport comes, you'll have a new neighbor. So listen to me and take my advice. Get out of the hospital before the next selection." These words, which came from under the ground,